It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
All right, it's an interesting day here at WSB because the weather is crazy here in the state of Georgia. We are under lots of weather watch, if you will. Tornado watch until 3 p.m. today for what looks like most of the metro Atlanta area. And then, of course, even beyond that. And what that means for you is we've got to worry about isolated tornadoes, possibly flooding, possibly high winds. Obviously, those are all things that we need to keep a really serious eye out for. And you might end up having to run for shelter or cover or the basement or something. So text your loved ones and make sure that they're informed, and call your loved ones and make sure that people understand that we're under some pretty heavy weather for the rest of the majority of the day. And of course, stay tuned here as we'll continue to keep you updated here on WSB Radio. It's a very active morning here. It doesn't feel like a Sunday morning. It feels more like a Thursday rush hour at 5 o'clock. We've got traffic. You've got crashes. You've got severe weather. It's like one of those Thursdays where the Obama administration comes into town. They close down like 7 highways, and it just stops traffic, and a 15-minute commute becomes an hour commute. That's what it feels like here on this Sunday morning. So, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning, 9 to 11, to take your calls, your questions, and update you on what's happening in the world, all the important things that are happening in the world that impact your money. How do you become a better income investor? How do you retire sooner than you might think? And what's happening with oil today? A topic, of course. So with that, also three IPOs this week that I wanted to talk about. Virtue, one of them. Etsy or Etsy. I still don't remember. I guess it's Etsy, not Etsy. It'd be like some sort of food conglomerate. But Etsy, which is this e-commerce company for crafts. And then, of course, Party City. I don't know if you've been there lately, but there are 860 Party City locations around the country that sell Halloween costumes to the masses. And if you wait close to Halloween, you'll go in there and there'll be a line that wraps around multiple aisles, at least the one right here in Buckhead. So an awful lot happening in the world. I'm going to go through my highlights, lowlights very quickly. Well, you know, we also need to get to the phones. Ryan Neely yelling at me, go to your phones, Wes, because that's the fun part about Money Matters. If you have a question and you're wondering about something that is a financial circumstance for you, whether it relates to a pension or Social Security or some sort of housing issue or rental issue, or of course an income investing issue, an ETF, a mutual fund, an annuity, you've got some sort of product you're thinking about buying, or you just want a second opinion, that's what we're here for on Sunday morning. So the number here in the studio, and we're happy to talk that through, and we're going to go to the phones right now, is 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. Of course, you can email me and the Money Matters team throughout the week. Go to my website, WesMoss.com, WESMOSS.com, or the direct email, radio@yourwealth.com. We're going to start with Denise, who joins us from Atlanta. Denise, good morning. Welcome to the show. How can we help?
Hi, good morning. First of all, I want to thank you for what you do. I really appreciate the show.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. All right, quickly. I worked in another school district. I'm an educator and for another school district as well as another state where I contributed 24 years significantly to Social Security.
Oh, so okay. This is a teacher. So teacher, we're talking about teacher's retirement, correct?
Yeah, well, on one hand, yeah.
Okay. And what's now, were you in Georgia that whole time?
No, I was in South Carolina.
Got it. That's okay. I got you. Oh.
So I'm vested already in South Carolina retirement. 24 years contributed to Social Security. Okay, I moved to Atlanta, and I work for a district where I do not contribute to Social Security. Of course, you guys know that. And I'm 4 years into the district, and I'll be 50 years old in June. So my question is, do I continue working for a district where I do not contribute to Social Security and become vested, 10 years vested, or do I go back to a district where I contribute to Social Security, you know, and earn my 35 years?
Wow. So, Denise, so I always, I don't know if you heard me say this before, but I get a little bit of pushback on it, but to some extent, teachers are the richest people in Georgia. And I hear teachers cringing when I say that, or they're yelling or they're laughing. But I say that because if you really have the longevity of the system, it's surprised me over the last decade about how many teachers are in such a great financial position. And I don't mean the teachers make the most, obviously they don't, but they very often get into this really solid financial position. One, there's some diligence about how they save. Two, if you've been in the TRS system, the Teachers Retirement System here in Georgia, or in another state, and you've come to Georgia and you maybe bought some years to get to 20, to get to 10 at least is the first benchmark. Denise, obviously you know that. Then to get to 20 and then even 30, those monthly pension amounts are pretty darn significant. You're talking $2,500 a month to, I've seen pensions $4,000, $5,000, and even higher than that per month for the rest of your life. And then imagine if you're a husband and wife and you're both teachers, I've seen family pensions top 10 grand a month. That's really significant, and obviously takes a lot of years to get there. But the real, there's the issue that I think you're bringing up here is that how does that impact your Social Security? And if you're in one of the districts around here and you're saying you're in one of them today where you're not paying in, then you get hit with something called this. If you look at that green Social Security statement, they used to send you in the mail, Denise. Now you've got to go to the Social Security website, register, and you can see it online. So for everybody out there that says, why haven't I been getting that green and white statement in the mail? It's because now you've got to go to the ss.gov to go, you can pull it up, but you need to register today. They don't just send it to you in the mail the month before your birthday like you used to. But there's something called the Windfall Elimination Provision, the WEP, W-E-P, that you'll see on there. And that impacts how much you'll get from Social Security if you have a government pension. So that's when your Social Security starts to get a little bit complicated here, is that you can pay into Social for 10 years or 20 years, but if you've got this government pension, then you may get hit by what's called WEP. Now, what's for you, Denise, here's what's happening, is that the interesting thing about the WEP, the Windfall Elimination Provision, it's a provision that hits your Social Security if you have a government or state pension like you're going to have through TRS. Once you get to, well, A, you've got one in South Carolina, B, you're going to have one here as long as you get another four, at least get to the 10-year mark. But when it comes to Social, if you get to 30 years, Denise, and you're already 24, you've already paid in for 24, if you get a full 30 in Social Security paying in, then that'll knock out or crush the negative impact that WEP will have on you. So I'm very inclined to say, I want to see all these income sources work for you in the best way. Yeah. I'm inclined to say you need to be in a district that you're paying into Social Security, because you only have 6 years left. And if you can get your full six, if you can get six more to get to your full 30, then you can get all the pensions you want from TRS in South Carolina, and the WEP shouldn't impact you. So and you're, what you said, you're almost 50. You'll be 50 in June.
Yes.
So you've got a fair amount of years left to teach. I would get, you need six more in a district where you're paying into Social. That way you can get all these income sources working for you and not get penalized because you haven't hit your full 30 when it comes to the WEP. So yeah, I would find a district, and there's obviously, I'm not an expert on which districts necessarily pay in or not. I know that some do and some don't. There are plenty of districts around the state of Georgia where you can probably find a teaching job that you can accrue both. You're getting TRS, your teacher's retirement system pension, you're accruing that, and you can pay into Social. That way you get the impact of both. So that would be my advice to you, Denise, as a teacher here in the state of Georgia, to make all these facilities work for you in the best possible way.
Wonderful. Well, if I contribute, may I ask you another question?
If you contribute what now?
if I contribute to 35 years in Social Security, is that just icing on the cake versus 30?
It's really not going to impact you much because, remember, the way Social Security averages the highest 30 years anyway, so it's not really going to impact your payment all that much to work another 3 years or 5 years or even 10 years. It doesn't really matter on the calculation of your payment. What really matters for you is just getting to that 30 so that you don't have to worry about the WEP.
Wonderful. Well,
Denise, stay
safe. Other educators. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it. Stay safe out there today because there's a lot of, as I'm looking at the WSB storm tracker, there's lots of green, which obviously means rain, but then there's a lot of yellow and red. And that yellow and red is certainly severe, severe weather. Of course, we're under a tornado watch, as you've heard, and that's what that siren in the background you hear. We are under a tornado watch until 3 p.m. in most of the metro Atlanta area. Of course, and it extends beyond that. So, of course, that means isolated tornadoes, possible severe flooding, severe winds, high winds. So you've got to be really careful and make sure that you and your loved ones understand that we've got some pretty scary stuff going on when it comes to being on the roads or just being in your house. If you've got a basement, make sure you know the path to get there. If you have some sort of shelter that you might have to get to, make sure that you know that you and your family can get there and get there quickly. And of course, stay tuned here. And even a battery-operated radio will still work on AM to continue to stay updated. You are listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning, 9 to 11. Of course, right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. Interesting day here, of course, with severe weather. We are in a tornado watch until 3 p.m., so continue to stay tuned to news, weather, traffic, or traffic, then weather, which is going to be on all of our minds throughout the rest of the day. Let's continue to go to the phones. 404-872-0750. Deborah joins us from Duluth. Deborah, good morning. How can we help?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I have a quick question. I am also a teacher, which is kind of funny. I have been teaching for 21 years, so I'm retiring in 9 years. I'm 42 years old. And what I'm looking at is at 30 years, I will get that full pension. But for the past few years, I've been saving money in a 403B and a 457, about $1,200 a month in each one of them. However, they're really not doing very well. It's managed by the school system, and you really don't get a whole lot of choices. It's kind of, you know, aggressive, moderately aggressive, or safe. And I'm earning between 1% and 3% on those accounts. And I was wondering, would I be better off going into a Fidelity account? I have a friend who has a Fidelity account, and he's earning between 10% and 12% on his stuff.
So, Deborah, let me just... So, the fact that you're earning 1% to 3%, it's not... I've looked at a lot of these 403B plans for teachers, and you really... You have enough options inside of those to not necessarily make only 1%. I mean, there are good old-fashioned S&P 500 options, and that's probably what your friend's referring to at Fidelity. You can do that anywhere and at least participate in the upside of the market. So it's really a function of what you're choosing, I think, inside of those 403Bs that you can update. I could help you with that. You probably have a more stock-heavy option that you can allocate that money towards. So it's not the fault. It's not that the 403B itself is bad. It's just that you need to update the options that you're choosing inside the 403B.
So even though we're kind of limited,
Deborah, hang on a second. I've got to go to a quick break here. I'll talk to you offline, or you can email me, radio@yourwealth.com. Hang on a second. Stay tuned. More news, weather, traffic right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Well, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on WSB Radio, here every Sunday morning to take your calls and your questions. We say good morning to you, Metro Atlanta and the great state of Georgia and beyond. course, severe weather here today that we are under a tornado watch until 3 p.m. Stay tuned. That's for most of the metro Atlanta area and beyond. Isolated tornadoes possible. Flooding, of course. High winds. Be careful. Stay tuned to WSB. You'll hear from our news team and Kirk Mellish frequently throughout the day. Now, back to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss. Flat. We're back to flat. Almost sounds like a song that Scott Maxim might play. Back to flat. Because we had dropped almost 300 points on Friday. Now, it's okay. That's normal. It's the way the market works. It's not the drop that we saw this week gets us back to kind of the flat line on the year. Dow's basically flat. S&P is up about 1%. But we see pretty significant gains in lots of other areas. So if you're a diversified investor, you've had some years where it hasn't paid as much to be diversified. This is the year that you're winning. So you feel good that you've spread out your investments between some areas in small and mid, some international. Bonds have done well this year. High yield bonds have done well this year. And oil is back to flat again on the year. Gold is flat on the year. So we've had a lot of movement within oil. We are at a turning point, though, with oil. From everything that I can tell, from the research that we collect, oil is put in a bottom. And the bottom came about a month ago. So we bottomed potentially, or at least put in a very firm bottom or floor back in the middle of March. And we're up about 25% since then. So we bottom around $44, $45 a barrel. Today we're in the mid-50s. So we're up about 25%. The last seven times oil has cratered, like we saw a crater from the summer of last year until mid-March. The last seven times we've seen that happen, the rally after that, it averages 73% on the upside. So if you take 73% from the March low, you get about $75 oil, West Texas Intermediate. Today we're at about 55, 56. So we could see higher oil prices, which of course would mean higher gas prices, or at least back to higher gas prices. If you do the math and you chart where oil is, if oil does get to that $70 level again, gas would likely get to about $3. Versus today, we're at $2.30, $2.40 nationally per gallon of gas. So there could be some upside on gas prices. That's not great news, especially as we head into driving season. But as an investor, what does it mean? Well, do you own oil today? The answer is yeah, it's fine. So you can still own the big integrated oil companies. That's where you want to be when it comes to these oil bottoms. So it's okay to own oil and energy companies. Now, I will tell you, though, over the last several periods that we've seen tremendous oil shifts, that even though oil might have bottomed and might be headed back to a range, I'll talk about that in just a minute, the oil companies do lag the rest of the market. So the S&P 500, you'll see if the S&P 500 does 10%, oil companies might do 5 to 8%. So there's a lag when it comes to the performance of energy companies when we come out, even though oil prices themselves might have bottomed. So the companies that do the worst will be E&P companies. So exploration, production companies, they're tremendously heavy with debt. They're still suffering from these really low prices. Those are the kind of companies that do the worst, even though oil prices might have rebounded. Now, who does the best? It's the large integrated oil companies and the refiners that have good balance sheets. So think about companies like ExxonMobil, Chevron, Conoco, Occidental, refiners like Valero, Phillips 66. These are the companies that are much more integrated around. They're not just one trick ponies. And those are the companies that have these tremendously strong balance sheets. They're the ones that do the best when oil finally bottoms. So if you're going to be in oil and energy, that's the area to take a look at. Now, even though we typically see oil prices rocket back north, this when the rally finally fizzles out or fades, then you get back into a range. Commodity cycles are very long cycles. They're not 1 to 2 year cycles. So we saw from 1986 to 1999, almost 15 years, oil was in a range of $15 to $25 a barrel. Up and down and up and down throughout that range. We have gone from a commodity bull market to now what we consider probably a flat or commodity bear market over the next long period of time, meaning 10 to 15 and maybe even 20 years. What that means is that we'll probably see a range, and that new range for oil prices probably around $50 a barrel up to about 70. That's the range we'll likely see now for the foreseeable future. With everything that's happened, all the new supply we found here in the United States, the slightly weaker global demand, we're going to likely see an oil range, at least for the next couple of years, $50 to $70 per barrel. That's where I'm telling you oil will be, which is a huge part of the financial markets, and it's a huge part of the, it's a huge economic component that impacts everything we do and the prices of which we pay. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. Let's go to the phones. We're going to go to Michelle in Alpharetta. Good morning, Michelle. How can we help?
Thanks for taking my call. So I have a small business. I'm a sole proprietor, and last year was a good year, and I wound up having to give back excess contributions to my Roth IRA.
That is a good year. What kind of business? What industry are you in, Michelle?
It's a tutoring service.
Oh, cool. Okay, good.
Yeah. So it's been, last year was a good year. And it's really hard to predict, of course, you know, how things will go this year. But because I had to give back the excess contribution, it was as if I invested nothing. So I'm not sure what my best option is going forward.
Tell me about the number of employees you have, Michelle, with your business. And are they full-time or are they 1099?
I have 10 independent contractors on a 1099.
Okay, so there's a couple of
it's
things.
Just me.
What's that?
It's just me.
So just you, and you can outsource the rest of the work.
That's right.
And then that way you can float with demand. That makes sense. So in your particular situation, because these are 1099 contractors, you could vary the two main options. I would say number one, you can do a SEP, SEP, Simplified Employee Pension, where you can put up to 25% of your earnings in that SEP each year. You don't have to worry about what your income is. I mean, you have to have income to be able to put 25% of your compensation in, but you don't have to worry about not qualifying because of there's Roth limitations and you make too much and you have to give it back. The SEP's a really easy way to be able to put about 25% away your earnings. And it's a very quick, easy, cheap way to set up an account. It's called a SEP IRA. You can do a Schwab, Fidelity, Vanguard, you name it. Pick any investment choice you want and you're fine. The downside of a SEP, Michelle, is that if you start taking on full-time employees, whatever you put away for yourself, let's say you put away 15% in a given year, you've got to give 15% of their income or their earnings to them as well. So it gets really expensive. So my thought would be to either do that at least for this year, maybe next year, or you could do what's called a solo or individual 401k. You can do that through Schwab, Fidelity, very easy to do. And that way you can defer up to, how old are you, Michelle?
I'm 35.
So you can defer up to $18,000 of your own income, and then you can, as your own employer, contribute to your plan as well. So you can get beyond $18,000 in the solo 401k. And that's another easy, quick way to do it. You just can't have other actual employees. Sure, contractors, but other employees, it doesn't work. Okay. So it sounds like you qualify for both. Those are both vehicles for you that'll give you plenty of room on the upside to save, and it'll leave your investment choices and options completely wide open so that you're able to invest it the way you feel needed. And if you're 35, you're obviously going to have a long way to go before retirement, so you can be more aggressive in the choices that you're making, particularly being obviously stock-based. So,
If I have a bad year, though, are there minimums on either of these?
That's another great part about it. Absolutely no requirement to contribute to them whatsoever. You've probably heard of a simple IRA, a savings incentive match plan for employees is the acronym for SIMPLE. That is the kind of plan where you're committed to saving a certain amount, at least in some years. If you do certain kind of 401k plans, we'll hold you to that. But a good old-fashioned SEP or an individual K, you only have to contribute if you want to. All right, it's time for, and thank you, Michelle. Have a great rest of your Sunday. It's time for the trivia prize pack. Ryan Ely's been working on this one. It's a good one. Let's hear it.
The WSB McDonald's weekend prize pack is a family four-pack of tickets to the Peachtree Sports Festival on April 25th at the Cobb Galleria Center, a pair of tickets to Fifth Third Bank, Broadway in Atlanta's production of Pippin, May 5th through the 10th at the Fox Theater, and a pair of tickets to see John Fogerty in concert on May 9th at the Arena at Gwinnett Center. This week's trivia question, the Braves, everyone's favorite team, are playing today. Thank goodness they're in Toronto to play. Otherwise, I don't think we'd see any Braves baseball. Here's the question. There is a pitcher on the Braves who holds the record for most games lost. 20 games this pitcher lost. He did it two times, 1977 and 1979. What is that pitcher's name?
Listen, you know what? If you're going to win a lot, you're going to lose a lot. And just like Babe Ruth, he might have struck out the most of any baseball player. It says he literally records but the most home runs. Almost. Not the most, but one of the top. Was he number two now? All right.
He's number three.
Number three now. He's number three now. All right. With that, we've got news, weather, traffic straight ahead. We've got, listen, severe weather, of course, happening. Tornado watch until 3 p.m. Tune into WSB. We're going to talk about that straight ahead. Then more Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Probably the busiest Sunday that we've had here on Money Matters in a very long time. Feels more like a Thursday afternoon full rush hour with bad weather. Listen, we are under metro, so all metro Atlanta counties affected by this tornado watch. So stay tuned for Kirk Mellish and the weather team to understand what's happening, depending on where you're located and what this storm coming through or the severe weather really looks like. So of course, a tornado watch means until 3 p.m. in Atlanta counties, or almost all metro, really all metro Atlanta counties. That means the potential for isolated tornadoes, the potential for flooding, severe winds, you name it. As far as our WSB McDonald's weekend prize pack, the answer was David. I don't know if Ryan Ely's listening to me, but David and Marietta, and the answer is Phil Niekro. So the most losses recorded, but again, he's a Hall of Famer. So you got to be there to play the game, even though you're going to lose. This guy's still a Hall of Famer. So with that, we have had a tremendous Sunday here. If I could wrap today up. Oil bottoms, that's a big deal. The market's back to being flat. That's an interesting message. But remember last year we were down at this time and then we ended up with a really net positive year. All that's happening with diversification is absolutely working in your favor this year. So if you have anything besides U.S. large cap companies, international, emerging, small cap, then diversification bonds are doing well this year, then you're really having a pretty good year, probably better than what some of the headline markets are doing. So we've had some years where diversification seemed like it wasn't really doing its job. Well, this year really is. So your patience is paying off. If you want to find me and the Money Matters team, easy to do so. Go to my website, wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Big contact button on the left. You can get those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. We'll get back to you within 24, 48 hours. If you don't hear from me, ping me again. And have a wonderful rest of this Sunday. Stay tuned, of course, here to WSB Radio. We're your source for news, weather, traffic. For many, many years now, I knew the first year I moved to Atlanta, almost 18 years ago, if there were dark storm clouds ahead and I was worried about the weather, I found 750 AM. Well, now you can find 750 AM and 95.5 FM. And of course, AM 750, WSB, depend on it.